Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. We tend to keep what is near and dear to us for ourselves. It would be seemingly dependent on the situation, whether to reveal the purpose of your actions or not. Whether what we like or not, what we all crave, now more than ever, is transparency. The more that we are able to effectively communicate our ideas, the more we gain the trust for others and maybe somehow unite them with our vision. Transparency ends up being a risk when not packaged correctly, in a sense that we forget to assess our environment before we show our vulnerability. You share your story with people who deserve it, as said by Brené Brown. When asked, we need to be clear, now more than ever, with our purpose in life, most especially when we communicate them with others. Adam Lesbig, through his time as a movie producer, shares his knowledge on the Ted Malibu stage to discuss what is the unexamined life. What is, in essence, an existence not worth living? However, what he also points out is that if you only just examine constantly, that shouldn't be living as well. In his talk entitled, How to Learn Your Life Purpose in 5 Minutes, he gives clues to which how we can follow in terms of how we can fulfill our lives and our purpose to the fullest. He starts with the need to know who you are, leading to the basics of your name, your identity, what ultimately your background is through your people, culture, and overall surroundings. We need to know who you are from the outside before looking in. Having this clear assessment of who you are can ultimately benefit us in the long run. Secondly, we need to know what we do. To do this ability is to teach this to others. According to Lesbig, you can truly understand your work once you can teach it to others. After, we need to do it for the higher purpose. Lesbig tells us to question why we do our work for. By having that higher purpose, greater than yourself, you realize your work to be more meaningful, more impactful to the lives of others than you expect. He goes on to say that we also need to ask what people need. What good does our work do for society? The goal must be to play the infinite game, to keep on going for the sake of going, and having impact or influence on other people as a luxury or gift. But it's the basic question, am I doing more harm than good into my line of work that we ultimately ask? If your work serves a purpose, then what is the force you inevitably serve? Work, done alone, won't grant you your legacy. So ask yourself, what is your legacy? What can you ultimately share to the people? Having these 5 elements, according to Lesbig, you can create your own elevator pitch for your identity and what you stand for. Have that 4 key factors, then you will ultimately have more interesting conversations than simply speaking about your occupation alone. Mentioning your purpose makes you more transparent. To discover the next factor, you need to introduce yourself with the tools you've been given. Then after, you must analyze how your audience changes as your response of your purpose. You need to see if they light up the room. Your work brings a smile on people's faces. With Lesbig's talk, although shorter than others, gives us a convenient way to be grounded on our purpose. These 5 simple steps on the goals keep us at our feet, remembering who we are as people. Why do we do our work and what we hope to bring out in people? And when we explain to them our purpose is the engine to do more. So customize it the way that helps others and give you leeway to be more genuinely and authentically yourself. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.